A young fisherman who lied to his former employers faces paying $170,000.
Yeah, and guess why? I mean, Tyler Stokes was just 4 days into a planned five-week voyage aboard the Talley's Fisheries ship, the Amaltal Columbia, butchered that one, in December when he made the claim. He told his vessel's captain his parents had been in a serious car crash and his father had died.
What?
Yep, he said his father had died and his mother was in hospital in a serious condition. The ship then made a 340-kilometre journey back to Lyttelton Port. He was granted compassionate leave and given $1,000 to help with expenses. That was nice of them, wasn't it? So his lie was obviously soon discovered, and him and his girlfriend, Monique Carlaw, were both charged with deception, causing a loss of $173,000 and $650 as well.
I am absolutely gobsmacked.
That is just outrageous.
Yep, a little white lie has turned into nearly $200,000.
No, it's not a little white lie.
Not at all.
You don't wish your parents dead to get out of a fishing trap.
Yeah, well, I mean, they've both pleaded guilty in Christchurch District Court today, and his girlfriend told police she lied because she was trying to help her partner as she had real concerns for his well-being if he stayed on the boat.
Oh, what absolute tosh. What an evil piece of scum. And that's just awful.
I'd be looking both ways if I was him every time I crossed the road.
Karma is going to get him.
Karma is.
And what lovely employers.
Absolutely. Compassionate leave and a grand to help with expenses.
Because they felt so sorry for him.
Absolutely. And made that massive journey back to Lyttelton Port midway through a five-week campaign.
That's outrageous. That's just appalling.
Yeah, I mean,
what chance do they have of getting the money back? None at all, really, do they?
Well, look, today they did plead guilty, so I mean, it's here on in. We'll wait for sentencing, but I assume they will ask for that money back. It might take a wee while, but they'll be getting it back, I'm sure.